fun, baby.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Oh, got the remix.
Is it?
Yeah. I hope they swear. God, I hope they swear.
Oh, they don't.
Please swear.
I know. Bass. How about me catching you with the yesterday?
With the Yeah. It's a good choice. Good kickoff to your hour, Joel.
Are we hot, Nick?
Yeah, we've been hot.
Oh, great. I thought so. We're commenting on the song. I was like, I thought we were just waiting for it to
Thank God. Thank God you didn't say anything. Yeah,
no,
we're on the air, buddy.
Do that.
Red light is on.
Hilarious.
I didn't even look over. All right.
Hilarious.
He goes, so everybody knows that's my hour.
Well, I mean, we said we're not doing a competition anymore, so.
So, yeah. I had some fun today putting together my list because I was looking for the riffs and ones that I always liked, and can't go wrong with White Lines.
Oh, I have. I know what song I'm going to replace mine with. I promised some guys that I would play this for them. So,
all right, cool deal.
Yeah, I'll send you that. My list. I'm pretty proud of my list. It's diverse. I got a little country in there.
You're pandering a little bit. It's
again,
okay.
Lobby
pandering. No. Yeah. Willie D's Ballhead Hoes is not pandering to the Houston crowd. No one. No one except a rare few old school OGs. No,
he was,
or have ever even heard Willie D's Ballhead Hoes.
Last break, he was,
and Michael Carroll is fixing it for us.
There's one that you got to replace too.
Yeah,
why?
Because I used it, or one of us used it.
Oh,
the Rapper's Delight, Sugar Hill.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's fine. And I know what I will replace it with. But I will tell you this: last break, Barry was already finishing in the graphics department. They were finishing the Vote Barry tweet that's coming out to make sure that he wins.
Oh.
He's got to get that dub, man.
You know, I'm all right.
Okay. It was okay. All right. So getting back to this Rockets game.
Yeah.
Just my two cents. But the one thing that, and I told Nick this before the show, I'm really looking forward to the Golden State-San Antonio game tonight just because I want to see what Golden State can do on the second night of a back-to-back with the performance they played last night from a defensive perspective. Because athletically, the way they closed out on the perimeter, on all threes. And again, the Rockets have only shot less than 20% from three, I think, three times this year. But we already know that I give them credit for getting as many points in the paint as they did. I give Harden credit for getting to the line when his wrist wasn't allowing his jump shot to feel comfortable enough to fall. But overall, you saw what an elite defensive team is last night with the way that they close on the perimeter, rotate defensively to where it doesn't matter how big or small you are, you're going to get out and get a hand in someone's face, and then they all collapse in the lane when the shot goes up. They're impressive, and I think San Antonio is that same kind of elite defense, so I want to see where San Antonio obviously destroyed the Cavs the other night. I just want to see where they're at.
But how much of this is elite defense, and how much of that is their shot not falling? They shot 14% at one point. They were down to 14% from beyond 3-point. How much of that is elite defense, and how much of that is?
A lot more than you think last night, because when you look at it, what we've always talked about, that I've always said, Ariza and Beverly are great spot-up three shooters, but it's a different story when someone's closing on you or getting a hand in your face. What I was looking at last night on some of the misses was the fact that these are guys that have been, for the last couple weeks, have been used to being basically butt naked on the three-point line to just take the time, knock it down. Golden State has a very, very uncanny ability to get close to shooters when they're lining it up.
But how many times have you watched Lou Williams?
Now, he's an exception.
Hit a three with someone in his space.
Yeah,
like, he'll literally, they'll be standing face-to-face, and he was 0-for-5. All right?
Yeah.
Harden was 1-for-9, and he's the same way. You can close out on Harden, and you can be in Harden's face. A lot of times, he hits those threes with people in his face. Now, guys, if you want to talk about guys like Ariza or maybe Beverly or even Sam Decker, I get that. But for in particular, Harden and Lou Williams, to me, have always been able to hit those with. And they went a combined 1-for-14.
I don't disagree with Lou Williams in particular, but James has a but James has a way of creating space for himself.
Sure.
Whether it's the pullback, the jab step, things that he does. But overall, because the point I'm trying to get to is the fact that when you come to the playoffs, this is what I was talking about in terms of what you're going to see from teams in a seven-game series. Not many teams can do what Golden State can do to you because they're so versatile on the perimeter. So that's why I also want to see where San Antonio is defensively. I know what they can do offensively. I know what they did to the Cavs the other night. I want to see what they do, assuming they play everybody, tonight, because those are the two teams the Rockets have to worry about the most. And so I want to see where they're both at, because Golden State showed me something. But here's one thing I was going to mention to you guys. Their offense was completely different last night. They ran a lot of ISOs. They run a lot of wing play, one-on-ones, two-man game. This was the Warriors' offense pre-Kevin Durant when they were winning a championship. It took them a while to get back to that, but it seems like they still run the backdoor cuts. They still run cuts very, very efficiently like a surgeon. But if you look at it and compare, when Durant comes back, they run a lot more high screens. They run a lot more congestion on the top of the key, and it's a different kind of offense. What I want to see is when he comes back, when does he come back and how much time do they have? Because they're in a rhythm and a groove right now, playing the way they used to play. You got a guy coming back that it's not like just a role player. He's going to demand the ball, and they're going to try and get back to that system, and that could be a factor that they're going to be a little discombobulated on offense again.
There's no doubt this game is a different game when Durant's there, but at the same time, I say this. They shot 16% from three-point. If they make three more of those, if they shoot just 25%, 30%, that's 9 more points. I mean, they win this game. Now, I'm not saying they, you can say that, but I mean, that gives them 9 more points. They lost by 7. So, I don't know. I mean, we've seen them, their shots not fall. They did get their points in the paint. They did drive the bucket because Lord knows they were getting fouled. It was like 30-something fouls. Well,
they had great numbers, right?
33 free throws that they got to shoot, 39.
Wasn't the differential in points in the paint like double digits and by a lot?
Yeah, I mean, well,
they had three guys that were in foul trouble, right? Like three of them had five fouls. I don't know if anybody got fouled out.
Livingston, but Barnes, and Curry all had 5 fouls.
Speaking of the Warriors, the Warriors just tweeted out an update on Kevin Durant. There's a possibility that he may return before the playoffs. He'll be reevaluated in 7 to 10 days. He is allowed to be incorporated in non-contact basketball drills. So he might make a return before the playoffs.
Yeah, I was talking, El Jefe and I were going back and forth yesterday on this after the game and during the game, and I said, because of what I was talking about in terms of the two differences, the differentiation in the two offensive sets that they run with and without Durant, I thought it would be essential that he at least gets about a handful of games in before the end of the regular season, and then in that first round, in that first round series, the higher seed normally has a pretty easy time of it. I think the one guy that won't be held back will be Durant, because you need him to get back into that kind of tip-top shape go time round, because from that point on, semis and finals in the Western Conference, you need him to be a huge factor. So I think they'll ramp him up before the end of the regular season, and then you'll really see even their practices, I'm sure, will get pretty intense in getting him ready to get back to complete game shape. So
yeah,
it'll be interesting. Like I said, I'm looking forward to watching tonight's game too.
I tell you what, yeah, tonight's game is crazy when you think that if the Spurs win, they sweep the Warriors this year.
How about that?
Do you give the Warriors any type of an excuse considering the back-to-back? Because the Warriors won, but the Rockets made them earn it. I wouldn't be surprised if they're extremely tired right now.
They made a game of it, but no, I don't.
No excuse for the Warriors?
No.
They're still young. All that their core nucleus of guys with the guys that are playing, Curry, Thompson, and Green in particular. I mean, they're still in their 20s. They're going
to
be fine.
Yeah,
and it's not like they went from Portland to
bus
Brooklyn.
Ride or quick plane ride.
I mean,
or whatever.
San Antonio.
It's like a 40-minute flight.
Yeah, like literally, they get on the plane. By the time they recline their seat, they got to pull it back up and land. So no, I don't. It's not that the travel part of it shouldn't come into play with it at all.
So we'll see what happens tonight. That's a big game. Rockets they're already on a plane and they're trying to fly around the weather as they, I believe, went through Corpus Christi on their way to Portland, Oregon, where they will play the Blazers Thursday night before they play a rematch with the Warriors in Oakland on Friday night. So a busy week for your Rockets. And as I mentioned tonight, Spurs Warriors, if you got nothing else to do. We've got plenty more to talk about. So if you want to chime in on the show, 713-780-ESPN, or hit us up on Twitter. We're here till 4 with the usual suspects. And this is ESPN 97.5.
This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
All right, this Saturday, April 1st, is Family Night and the Grand Prix at the Pin Oak Charity Horse Show. Win 4 tickets and see Olympic-caliber equestrian athletes compete at the Great Southwest Equestrian Center in Katy. Family night tickets include free parking, coloring books and crayons, Pin Oak toy ponies, face painting, cotton candy, and popcorn. All proceeds in the Pin Oak Charity Horse Show benefit Texas Children's Hospital, Ronald McDonald House, and Candlelight's Childhood Cancer Family Alliances. Tickets are available for purchase, so you can log on to pinoak.org and get some today. Or you can win them right here. Call 713-780-3776 and be caller number 10. Good luck.
Oasis.
That's what Trey wants.
Trey wants Oasis. the minute we said that we were going to get the listeners involved, that immediately is exhibit A for Trey to jump in and say, I want Oasis.
And as soon as I went to the restroom, I walked by him. He goes, you think you have depression? I was like, no, Trey. It's a bit. You gotta remember, I'm a comedian.
Pretty much everything
I say is a joke. Like, no, I don't. If I had depression, I wouldn't be talking about it. I'd be at home hanging myself.
Well, the fact that he was listening to you contemplate suicide yesterday too, and was going to tweet you what suicide hotline?
He did tweet me the suicide hotline. Yeah, which was pretty funny.
There you go.
Yeah, I heard him and AJ and his mom and AJ got into it, or AJ's and Fred, or Fred and AJ and his mom. Oh yeah.
So over what?
Oh, I don't know. There was some Trey didn't pick. It was late getting AJ, you know, from the tire place, and then he said something about him, and Trey's mom took exception and called him an MF-er, and yeah, it was pretty.
I thought
sweet.
You meant AJ. Trey's mom got
Trey's
mad at
mom
AJ.
Called AJ an MF-er. Yeah. Go back and listen to the podcast if you haven't. Not you, but the listeners.
Wow.
It was worth. I had to get out towards the end. I was getting out of the car, but it was pretty interesting. She had sent Trey a long text, and he read it. And, she basically just undressed AJ with her words.
So that's where Trey gets it.
I guess.
Wow.
I guess.
Now, we really know where he gets it from if she then emailed back and said, I was just kidding. I didn't really mean it. Because he does that all the time, too. He'll take a stance, go, no, I didn't mean that.
Somebody texted in, whatever happened to the ideas you were pitching where one of you was going to fight AJ or Fred while drunk? I think, I know what they're talking about.
The Station Olympics.
No, yeah, that was the drunk field day.
Yeah.
But we also did talk about me fighting Fred because you were going to fight AJ and I was going to fight
you
Fred.
You wanted me to fight AJ.
Yeah. You were going to fight AJ and I was going to fight Fred because Fred knows Taekwondo. And so, but I had the stipulation that I wanted the pads if we were going to do that.
Okay.
But since you guys were going to grapple, you don't need pads.
No, we weren't. No, you wanted us to. Yeah.
Well, it's too late to back out now, Joel.
Yeah, it's already done. It's gone. It hasn't happened.
No,
I can tell you this.
It's 3 weeks from now. You haven't been training?
Yeah. After the fact that at Pinkerton's, the way Jerome and Fred were going off.
Uh-oh. What happened?
The fact that, remember when you and I were talking about the fact that I said that Lisa says she doesn't listen or rarely listens, but then sometimes I get in the car and 97.5's on.
Yeah.
And I'm driving home and I got to hear Jerome basically imply that she listens to other people on the station but wouldn't listen to us. And so I get home and I'm laughing and I tell Lisa about it. She goes, you tell them. I come down there in a second, let them know I got no interest in listening to who, I don't even know who the hell they are, and I would never read his columns, but I can tell you this, I do listen to you guys when I'm in the car. I just don't make it a habit when I'm in the house. And I was like, wow, didn't see that coming, but all righty then, put your foot down.
So
she was a little fired up.
So she won't read Jerome's columns?
Who does?
What?
No, he does. Yeah.
What?
That's hilarious. He does.
He proofs it before he sends it.
Yeah, someone's got to.
Actually, you know, it's funny because last night I was talking. What does your cup say?
Oh, my Starbucks barista put that on there.
Bro, your cup says berries, bitch.
Yeah, that's what my barista said when I ordered my order today.
What?
What? I knew at some point he was going to see that, obviously.
What does that say?
It's exactly what it says.
How did this happen? Are you talking about Warner?
No, at the Starbucks right there on the corner.
What happened? I want to know the story behind this. Forget Jerome and Reed.
They asked me for a name when I placed my order.
And you said Barry's
and I
bitch.
Would not give them one. And when I got to the window, they handed me the cup and that was on it. And I went, fair enough. Time to move on with my day.
No way. Yes. They wrote that on this. No, they didn't. You wrote that
you
on
You finally
there.
Figured out I yeah, got a blue, you wrote I that got a on blue there. Sharpie
I was
in
like,
my
there's
hand.
No way that they would know that.
That worked out better than I thought. I didn't think you would. I thought you'd catch that in a break.
No. That's pretty. That's pretty funny. Good for
now,
you.
Now, do you remember where you were?
No. We were talking about reading Jerome's column. And, yeah. I don't get the paper. That's the problem.
Who does? Who reads the paper? I mean, it's been a downhill since,
no,
what,
there
06?
Are people. That's weird, though. Some people still insist
Barry
on
Warner
getting
gets
the actual paper.
Paper.
He likes, Jim Foley. Sean Salisbury still gets the paper.
Jim Foley is
He's proud of it.
Will never change it.
Sean does this show with the paper in front of him like it's a laptop.
Yeah.
He's like, well, let me look up the stats from last night.
And you hear the Jim Rome where the paper's crumpling. And
like right here. It's like, bro, you know you can get. I think he has an iPad, but I don't think he knows how to turn it on.
It's honestly, a Surface, though. And he does struggle with it.
He does?
Yeah, so you guys, I've seen him struggle
you
with
guys
it.
You guys, both being Houstonians, you know who Jim Foley is?
Yeah.
The longtime radio guy. Yeah. So Jim, he always used to give me a hard time because he'd come in my office and go, Joel, I need this and this. Can you? And I go, well, I'll look it up for you on the computer, Phil. And he goes, I don't have all day, Joel. Those computers, they're not too speedy. And lo and behold, every time he asked me, our computer system would be slow. And then you go home, and it's still to this day. If I go home and go to get the mail, and I know Foley's handwriting. I will get handwritten envelopes with my name on it. Mm-hmm. And when you open it up, it's a series of like just straight copy paper with taped on newspaper articles that he's clipped and sent to you because they're either pertaining to the Packers or the Badgers or something like old school Rockets that he and I have talked about. And then he'll call me a couple days later and go, did you see what I sent you? And I'm like, yeah, Foles, I saw. He goes, I bet you didn't know that. I've talked to that guy forever. And literally at his house, like how we store files on our computer, he has file cabinets full of these taped to copy paper folders full of different things.
So it's not email. It's F-mail. It's Foley
exactly
mail.
Exactly
right. He just sends you what he could send you electronically.
I created for the Rockets broadcast years ago with the theme from Jeopardy, the Foley fun fact, because literally that man's mind is like a steel trap, and when it's not what he doesn't remember offhand, he keeps in those folders with those things. But like, we'd go to some city on the road, and there'd be some guy that is like from Altoona, Pennsylvania, and out of the blue, he'd just on the air tonight. Tim Frank, the former PR guy for the Rockets, is now at the NBA from Altoona, PA, home of the Donkey Kong Festival, as well as and just red light. We're all just looking at him with our jaws on the ground, like, where does he get this from?
That's hilarious.
And he doesn't
use
a computer.
He ain't Googling
it. He doesn't Google,
it.
Right? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's just that. His mind is unreal.
I'm the opposite. I couldn't tell you like five plays from last night's game without having to make notes. There's no way I could remember that stuff.
Love Jim Foley. Just one of the salt of the earth, greatest people on the planet. And he was always great, too, because even when they were up high and Gino couldn't see anything, he wouldn't get mad when he corrected him.
Really?
Like, the last couple of years when Gino's eyesight was bad, and they moved him up on top, and Gino would be like, ball swings from right to left, stocked into Harpring for two. And without missing a beat, Foley'd go, great shot right there by Hornacek, Gene! Be like, okay, we'll move on. Foley got it.
So apparently another story got interrupted. I don't know what story.
Yeah, El Jefe said that,
I'm
right?
I'm seeing lots of... Yeah, lots of tweets and stuff talking about, hey, I don't know.
I don't know either. So.
We've moved on, kids. I'm sorry. Go catch it on the podcast. Podcastarena.com. Hey!
You were popping
plug time.
You were popping a locking right there.
I was.
Jamone. Oh, Nick, if we only had cameras in the studio.
Oh, I still do it.
Barry popping
I still
and
think
locking.
I should go do the windmill somewhere. Can we get some cardboard?
Yeah.
Facebook
Can
Live.
Can you get parachute pants with the crotch ripped out of it?
I'm totally down for the Facebook Live part.
Can we find
I get to do one practice before we go live, though.
No practice. Just
Are you serious?
First attempt.
I know you still got them.
Okay.
You still got them, don't you?
What, the parachute pants?
Yeah.
No, hell no. I burned them hoses.
Your grandma made them for you?
Yeah, I burned them in
effigy. Oh, you should have saved them. All right. Well, can you make another pair just so that you can prove that you can do that move with the...
No.
Okay.
Maybe we'll Facebook Live me windmilling today. Maybe that's a thing. Maybe we'll do that after the show's over.
I like that.
We'll get out there in the lobby. Get on the ESPN Facebook page.
You and Trey.
You realize
that?
Esme still has to work.
I like this. Esme?
Yeah.
Yeah, what was she saying in there? I'll find out at the break because she was
there. What were you calling the
Shasha?
She said that sounds more like. What can you. I don't want to say the wrong word, but.
Escuela?
Fila.
No, no, I know exactly what you're going to say. Because, no, because.
Shasha. Oh.
No, you didn't say that over the
air.
Yeah,
there you go.
No. Okay.
Because you know that there was a Mexican food chain in Wisconsin in the upper Midwest called Chi-Chi's.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's also something that that's something they say that way. Yep. All right, so we've got plenty more show to go. We're at the halfway point, so get your oranges and Gatorade, and we'll be coming back with much more. If you want to join the show, 713-780-ESPN, or hit us up on Twitter, the usual suspects, here till 4, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
You found it. Houston's home for Aggie sports. ESPN 97.5 FM.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, it's Barry and Joel and Nick in the studio till 4, The Usual Suspects, as we continue to roll on. So you're... breakdance challenge has been declined.
Yeah, apparently Trey was like, he was down to try the windmill because he didn't know what it was. He had no idea. And so Nick said, I'll find the video and show you. And then I went out there and I was like, Trey, you want to try the windmill? And he goes, yeah, what is it? I was like, it's a breakdancing move. You do it from your back. He was like, oh, no, I don't want to do that. I don't want to. I'm out. I don't want to do that.
That's rare. Trey normally is game for just about anything.
Well, I don't blame him. I'm kind of questioning now if I can. I think I could get a backspin going.
Well, you're more limber now.
Oh, I don't know about that.
You're 43. More aerodynamic.
I'm 43.
I'm not saying that way back then than you were like 2 months ago.
You should be able to do it. You've been watching your calories
and
stuff.
Saying, you're
the smart
way down
ones
in weight.
Stuff.
You're lighter.
Guys, that doesn't translate to doing the windmill.
Eating smart ones means
you've been doing
amazing things.
You've been doing hot yoga now for at least what?
Nick, you're stupid. That's what that means.
Smart ones.
No. If
healthy
I did
choice.
The windmill,
eat the healthy
I'd be
choice.
Eating dumb ones. I'd be so injured.
How long have you been doing hot yoga now, too? That helps.
Shut up. I'm not doing no damn hot yoga. Although I've heard it's where all the hot chicks are.
I don't know about that, but a lot of people, including Glenn Davis, I believe, and several other people that I know, swear by it. In terms of, like, you think it's, like, not doing anything for you except for sweating profusely. Because I guess they turn up the heat to, like, 100 and something.
Yeah. Well, that's why, hence
yeah,
the hot.
Right.
It's but not just because all the
time,
chicks are hot, Joel.
They said,
it's
like,
because it's the temperature.
Thank you. Okay. Their range, like, their flexibility and range of motion goes, like, through the roof back to,
yeah,
like way younger days. If yeah. you keep, if you continually do it,
yeah, it's I don't know. I don't think I could do that because it'd be hard for me to concentrate, focus.
You're a fan of the yoga pants?
Yeah, yeah. A flexible hot chicken yoga pants, sweating and being all bendy.
Oh, that reminds me.
Yeah, I would definitely. Let's just say that I'd have to wear a cup.
That's in that new movie, that remake of Chips.
Is it?
Where the guy's like, yeah, I got a thing for yoga pants. And the other CHP looks at him and goes, you going to be able to drive with that thing?
Yeah.
And he's like,
I don't know. I would have to be like, I'd be sitting in the corner Indian style or something.
Yeah.
I'd just lay on my stomach and be like, oh, I'm just going to sit here and do Cobra all
or
morning.
Or just put a cooler and a lamp next to it and just call it a campsite.
Set up a lawn chair.
The tent. Yeah.
Set up a lawn chair and just hang out.
Yeah.
No, I'm just here to watch.
That reminds me.
What?
So, you know, you guys were talking about, we were talking about you came in crotchety and yesterday and all that other stuff in the first segment, and I didn't talk about the fact that I told you yesterday I had to get up way early. I had to get the kid to school and then take two dogs in for surgery. And, of course, Lisa guaranteed on the way home she'd get them. As soon as we got off the air after that debacle, so I was already in even a worse mood, she calls and goes, hey, Taylor's at home and she's comfortable and the dog surgery's delayed, so they're not going to be done till like 5:30. Can you go back downtown and get them? Sure, from I-10 in Kirkwood, because there's going to be no traffic. So I get down there and I got time to kill because they're not ready till 5:30. So I go to Starbucks and I grab a coffee and I'm driving like Westheimer in the Montrose area. Mm-hmm. A couple things really disturbed me. First, on my way to Starbucks, the center lane, the turn lane, there's a lady with two flags on her bike up in the air about 6 feet high and a helmet on, right? Mm-hmm. She has probably a year and a half year old child on the back in cart. In the center lane when traffic is out of control, okay? And then as I get closer, because I see the flags first, then I go, what the hell is she doing? And then I realize the kid is definitely possibly in danger. Then I realize she's got a leash in her hand, and she's also pulling a dog, which is like avoiding the traffic right up next to them. Thank God they were coming up to a stoplight. I'm just like, what are you doing?
That's crazy.
There's a sidewalk for that.
Yeah. Well.
And somehow, as a parent, you think that's okay. But yet, she was wearing a helmet. So safety first, guys.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Then I go to Starbucks.
Center lane, huh?
Yeah. So then I get to Starbucks. And I get the lady in front of me wearing, like, the black pantsuit.
Oh, I'm thinking you're going to say yoga pants.
No. Well, this Caesar. Is where I'm going with this. Okay. Because you know some yoga pants are, right?
Yeah.
She's a little, shall we say, wide-boned.
Okay.
Okay. Drops the Starbucks gift card. Bends down to get it. Those pants have had a little wear and tear on them. Like a window. That's how see-through they were.
Really?
The guy behind me evidently...
Could you see what she had for dinner?
I mean, you could see more than that. I mean, I'm telling you right now... The guy behind me.
More than that?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you could.
You didn't take a picture?
Dude, what am I going to do while she's bending down and I'm the perv that everybody else like in Starbucks that's doing their homework and studying it?
At least going, act like it.
See that dude that just took that picture?
Yeah.
The guy behind me evidently vocalized without knowing it what was in his head.
Did he just give a oh!
He's behind me and he goes, oh, God. I'm just like. Man, and I'm trying to keep a straight face. She turns around like it's me and looks at me. And I'm going, look, if you weren't like wearing these pants that have been worn too long that are literally see-through and then dropped your damn Starbucks card, this wouldn't be an issue. And then after she goes and turns around to finish the transaction, I turn around and look at the guy like, dude, you just absolutely hung me out to dry. He just kind of is the that was just disgusting. Like, all right, thanks. Yeah, that
good
was my
times.
Day. Yeah. Then I got home around 7 after all the traffic.
Oh, nice.
It was fun.
Good for you.
Hey, good to be in the studio today.
Got to see a big boned woman's butt and a crazy lady try to kill her dog and her kid.
Yeah.
That's Houston, baby.
Welcome to Houston. What not to do when you're a parent.
Nice.
Okay. We got more show to go. Plenty more to get to. What do you want to talk about? You let us know. We'll decide if it's worthy. And we always love the participation. 713-780-ESPN, where you can text us or call us or hit us up on Twitter with the usual suspects. And this is ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Barry, Joel, and Nick till 4. Usual Suspects back in headquarters today and loving every minute of it. It won't last long. Tomorrow we're at the Shell Houston Open, weather permitting, and I think we're there anyway, Barry.
Yeah.
So details to be determined, but at least we know we're Willie Nelson on the road again.
Yeah. Somebody texted and said, rumors the Jags aren't picking up Bortles' option this year. Would the Texans pick him up? If not, who would? I don't know, man. I mean, the rumors are rumors. Didn't Caldwell, their GM, just come out and say he thinks that they can win a Super Bowl with Bortles? I mean, I don't want to sit here and just start speculating and commenting on every rumor that hits in NFL free agency. I don't think that the Texans would go out and get Bortles either.
Well,
I don't think so.
And
they've already got a mediocre quarterback in Tom Savage.
Plus, they swung and missed with the Jaguars. Swung and missed with Blaine Gabbert, and then he went to the Niners. Yeah. So, where does he land? Well, if that would happen, which I don't see happening, I'd say the Niners. They need quarterbacks too. So we'll see. We were talking about this, and not to bore you guys with golf, but the funny thing is that the Masters is coming up in right after the Houston Open this week, and they are their own governing body. They do things that you don't do anywhere, that they can't get away with anywhere else. But Scott Van Pelt is now going to be the main host. That's a big, big deal for him, and you know, as a broadcaster, but also of any kind of, you know, golf announcer, to be able to do that. And they had the conference call the other day, and you think they're kidding when they say that the board at the Masters makes their own decisions. Well, Scott Van Pelt, if you don't know, pimento cheese sandwiches are big. And at the Masters, and I've been, it's a phenomenal experience, even if you're not a golf fan. It is one of the most pristine pieces of land, and everything. They don't, the concession stand sandwiches are like $1.50 and $2. Beers are like, you know, the same, $2. They try and make everything like it used to be and always is. All the wrappers are green so that they don't show up on the course as being trash. And one of the things they feature are pimento cheese sandwiches. It's like a staple at the Masters. Well, they had the teleconference with the announcers that are going to do the broadcast. And Scott Van Pelt made the mistake of saying that the pimento cheese sandwiches he did not care for. And Curtis Strange, former U.S. Open champ and who's also doing the broadcast, will be your first and last appearance in Butler Cabin doing the broadcast, Scott. And then he kind of sat and thought about it for a second and went, yeah, you know what? It's not just – I was going to say, they have a wonderful fried chicken sandwich. I can eat about 14 of those. So it's not just that I don't enjoy the cooking. It's just not – that's not my thing. And then he really got screwed, because then the people asking questions on the teleconference started going, so did you finish it? And he's like, am I obligated to answer that? Like, am I allowed to invoke my right as a citizen? And the rest of the announcers, instead of just kind of bailing him out, were like, nope, think you got to answer that one. And he's like, I don't recall. I took a couple of bites. No, I'm all set here. Don't believe I got to the end of that one. And he's like, yep, thanks for ending my career.
Ugh.
And if you think he's kidding, Gary McCord, the longtime announcer for CBS, was banned. I think it was... He said he made some comments, and I believe it was when Tiger was winning his last amateur, so you can tell how long it's been. Gary McCord in 1994 was doing a Masters broadcast, and he said basically, I think they put bikini wax on the greens to make them so slick, and said, there's some body bags down there if that ball keeps going, saying that, again, the embankments were too quick. It was basically notated without any comment from the people at Augusta, but that Gary McCord will no longer be involved in the CBS broadcasts, and he hasn't since.
Damn.
It's nuts.
They don't play, man.
No. I have, a buddy of mine has friends that, they're members, so you get a certain amount of passes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they warn you right up front, like, no BS. You either don't bring your cell phone, you leave it in the car, or you check it as soon as you get in the gates. And if you don't, you're not going to believe it, because the members police it. And, you know, you don't know who are members out there. Well, a guy bent down to tie his shoe that was with us, and his cell phone fell out of his breast pocket of his jacket.
Oh.
He picked it up real quick, put it in his jacket pocket, walked on. We got a call from the guy like a month after the tournament. They got a letter in the mail. Regretfully informing you that your 6 passes for next year have been reduced to 5. We have a member report that you... Or someone using one.
So somebody snitching?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The same people that say when you drop your chair on the 18th hole and go walk the grounds, when you come back, that chair is still unoccupied and you're allowed to sit there in a front row and no one will take it. Those same members that police it like that were the ones that turned him in. So instead of getting six passes, they got five for the next Masters. And that goes on until they decide you're either off the hook or that's it. From this point forward, you only get five.
That's terrible.
It's crazy. We were sitting in the – remember Joey Harris?
No one likes a snitch. Come on, man. It's.
I'm with you. I'm totally with you. I mean, that's taking it too far. But we were with – remember Joey Harrington, the quarterback?
Yep.
Okay, so he found out he was at the Masters, and we ended up – we turned and looked, and we're like, that's Joey Harrington. Mm-hmm. And he was with a couple guys. He was really cool. And we were at on 15, you can see the par 5, and over your shoulder, you can see the par 3, 16th. He found out during the tournament he was related to Patrick Harrington. So Patrick Harrington goes through, plays the par 5. He's on the par 3. Same time guys are coming up, hitting the par 5. He looks over his shoulder, and Patrick Harrington hits it within like 6 inches on the par 3 and goes, yes! Lady taps him on the shoulder and goes, do that again. I'll have you kicked out of here. I'm a member. And we looked, and he had that NFL mentality going. He was still playing at the time. He was ready to drop an F-bomb and everything like that. And like three people grabbed his shoulder real quick, like, don't do it.
Yeah.
And that's how serious it is there.
That's crazy.
So it's nuts. That's the other side of the Masters. I thought that was silly.
And they're racist. Well, allegedly.
Depends on who you talk
to. I guess I can't make blanket statements. Yeah.
Yeah, but we can go back a ways. And you can
right.
You can Google. You're so not Jim Foley.
Who you got in the Houston Open? Jordan Spieth is 13-2. Is that who you're?
Well, Dustin dropped out, and Dustin's the hottest golfer on the planet right now. So with DJ gone, Spieth has played well.
Ricky Fowler 14-1.
Fowler's throwing out the first pitch. The Astros are doing a
nice
exhibition game.
Phil Mickelson is 20-1.
There's the sleeper
right
there.
I think I would take that as far as money goes.
He always plays well here.
Yeah.
And he sings the praises of the course. I'd say if you don't go with one of the favorites, Phil's your sleeper. He always plays well here.
Yeah.
Who you got? Because this isn't even like the final of the March Madness where you can say I love golf for a week.
Yeah. I'll go with Ricky Bobby.
Okay.
No, I have no idea.
Ricky Fowler? Yeah. Nick, who you got?
No, Ricky Bobby. That was a Talladega Nights.
I got it. I know. Yeah, I mean, I don't. You're out. This is like me and MMA.
I don't care. It's me on MMA.
I guess.
Nick's like, I'm your draft line.
I do not care.
John Daly.
Man, who's the next?
I'll take.
Who's the next popular goal? Is it Rory?
Rory McIlroy. I don't believe he's not in the field.
No, he's not. You have to pick someone that's actually Tiger Woods.
No, I said just in terms of popularity.
Oh, I don't know. Jordan Spieth is pretty popular.
So DJ's number one. Dustin Johnson's number one in the world. He just dropped out because he won last week.
But I would argue Rory's more popular than him, though, right?
Not anymore.
No.
I'll
He's married
to Wayne Gretzky's daughter too, which is a smoke show.
That helps.
Yeah, that helps.
I'll go Happy Gilmore.
Okay.
Yep.
I think Bob Barker's coming back from the senior tour just to get in on that.
Yeah. This song makes me want to go Mimi's.
I like.
Yeah, you're right. We didn't play this song.
It's a great song.
This song makes me want to go Mimi's.
I'm a big fan of PM Dunn.
Good for you.
Don't sleep on
it. Says
them.
A lot about you.
Of course it does. If it's coming from you, I know what it says. All right, we got two in the books, one to go. Plenty more show. Feel free to be a part of it. 713-780-ESPN. Hit us up on Twitter. We're the usual suspects, and this is ESPN 97.5.
Warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.